This is Belle Stock. I'm interviewing Roland Miller, who lives on Stanton Avenue in Stanton Heights. Today is August the 7th, 1992. I'm going to turn this over to Roland and let him tell you his story. Okay, Roland, you can start now anytime you wish.
This recording is about my life with Sylvia after I met her. I met Sylvia about 3 months after my father passed away, and of course I fell in love with her at first sight. We were later married secretly in 1933.
All right, now stop a minute. I'm going back just to see if it's recorded.
She won.
Okay, now you can go on.
We had a civil ceremony and were secretly married for about 2 years. I was later called by Edward N. Jones, who was the administrator for the Works Progress Administration in Harrisburg, who asked me to come down here to Harrisburg as his administrative assistant and general counsel. At the time I was there for about a month, Sylvia came down, and we were married in a Jewish ceremony by Rabbi Gelb at the Temple Bethel. He performed the regular coping and glass breaking, and it was a lovely little ceremony with a few people involved. During our stay in Harrisburg, I became involved with some activities in the Jewish community, and at one time I was secretary of the ZOA. My wife Sylvia had been involved in Hadassah work, and we joined the temple at that particular time. I was in Harrisburg with the federal government for about 4 years when I returned to Pittsburgh after Redwood and Jones left of the department. After I came to Pittsburgh, I was employed in the United States Department of Interior under the Compliance Division of the Guffey Code Act, which collected and registered companies and miners for payment of taxes. This work became very difficult for me because of the travel conditions. I left the Interior Department after about 6 months, and later was employed in the Treasury Department under Walter Miller, no relative. He was a collector of internal revenue, and he established a legal department of which I was the head. I later was employed by the United States Department of Justice. At the time I was with the Revenue Department, I did some counseling for the United States Attorney, And one day he came down and asked me if I wanted to join his staff as an attorney in the eminent domain division of the United States Attorney's Office, but I would be employed directly by the Department of Justice in Washington, and also do some tax work for him, which I agreed to. That was in the fall of 1944. I remained in the United States Attorney's Office as a trial lawyer and counsel and argued cases for the United States Attorney as an assistant United States Attorney. I left there in 1946. At the request of my brother Bill, who said he needed an attorney in his construction business where he was developing houses and employed other members of my family. I worked with him under several corporations which he had, and did some sales work as well as preparing deeds and also the land division work in the development. In October of 1957, after the corporation was dissolved, I went to work with Stanley Gumbart at the Gumbart Realty, the J.J. Gumbart Company, who did commercial real estate work. I remained there for several months and later went with Paul Medwick, an industrial realtor, which I remained for about 2 or 3 years. Prior to my work with Medwick, I was employed with Stanley Ornheim at the Ornheim and Neely Company, who did general real estate work and appraisal work. I did appraisal work for a number of big operations in the city, and which was the North Side Development, and also negotiated work for the urban redevelopment in their Bluff project. As I said, I later worked with Paul Medwick in his in commercial and industrial real estate work. During the time I was with Medwick, I also taught at the Robin Morris School teaching real estate law.
You want to stop for a minute? Okay.
During our married life, we, after we returned to Pittsburgh, we joined the Rhoda Shalom Temple, and we also were members of B'nai Israel Synagogue. The B'nai Israel Cemetery has the burial of most of the members of our immediate family, my brothers and sisters, and uncles, and we also joined various Jewish community services while we were here. After we returned to Pittsburgh, we stayed at the house of Sylvia's mother and remained there until we built a house of our own, which we live in now in Stanton Heights. That was in the fall of 1946. At that time, as I have said, I was employed by the Steelwood Corporation, which was a development corporation owned by my brother Bill. We have been staying here ever since, and most of the members of our family had lived in Stanton Heights also. At the present time, there are only two members of the family left. That is myself and my sister Esther, who is in New Jersey with her children.
Now you're ready.
I might add that while I was in the U.S. Attorney's Office, while I was trying a case of eminent domain, I had just closed my case to the jury and was awaiting the instructions of the judge, McVicker, to the jury. That night, Sylvie gave birth to our son Holmes, and that was November the 20th, 1945. And of course, the next day, I wasn't worth very much at the trial, and I was very happy I had closed my case to the jury. I might add, in some of the statements I made about my work after I went with Arnheim and Neely, I did quite a bit of appraisal work. The work, for example, on the north side was for the Allegheny Center project. There were several hundred buildings I appraised in doing the field work for him. Later on, when he contracted with the Urban Redevelopment Corporation, he asked me whether I would do some negotiating of the purchase of the houses and buildings for the Urban Redevelopment Corporation. At that time, we established an office on 4th Street, and I negotiated several hundred buildings, I believe, at that time for the Development Corporation, which was very satisfactory. My payment was on a fixed basis of so much per building, depending on the amount of the building which we negotiated. With Medwig, I did strictly industrial work, and I was very happy at that time to work with him, having an office by myself, and the work was very pleasant. I worked there until about December 1972, when I retired. Although I was retired, I still was actively engaged as an attorney. At the present time, I decided, that is at this time, in August of 1992, that I would take an inactive status, because I am not able to move around too well, being at the present time 88 years old, having had a birthday on July 4th of this year.
Okay.